Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, delighted to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you today who are listening through the radio, who are here in person or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the living God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you. Today the Church remembers St. Teresa of Jesus, Virgin and Doctor of the Church, a Carmelite reformer. Let us now call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, who through your Spirit raised up St. Teresa of Jesus to show the Church the way to seek perfection, grant that we may always be nourished by the food of her heavenly teaching and fired with longing for true holiness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, we know that all creation is groaning in labor pains, and even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we wait for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope, for who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. In the same way, the Spirit too comes to the aid of our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings, and the one who searches hearts knows what is the intention of the Spirit, because he intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. Cleanse my heart and my lips, Almighty God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Remain in my love, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. For the words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, today we celebrate St. Teresa of Avila, who is this Carmelite reformer, a contemporary of St. John of the Cross. We heard in the opening prayer today one of the titles of her books. She wrote quite a bit. She wrote The Way of Perfection as one of her works. I'd like to make mention of another one, and it's one of these books that once you read it, you kind of wish that you would have read it earlier in your life, and that is The Interior Castle. In this book, The Interior Castle, she really describes what the Carmelite tradition has come to call mental prayer, and how you enter through seven different castles then, and the different rooms of those castles as you kind of progress then in the spiritual life. So if you're looking for a good spiritual read, I would definitely recommend The Interior Castle by St. Teresa of Avila. She is a very quotable saint, in fact. Today on social media, lots of posts have given quotes from her, and I think that they're worthy of our hearing today for us to reflect upon them as well. For one of them is very popular, and I saw a number of people today on social media just commenting on the fact that this was a prayer that over the last year and a half, since March 2020, they really prayed quite a bit. This is a prayer of St. Teresa of Avila. Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices. I think people really latch on to that idea of let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. So we realize that whatever comes our way, that nothing comes to us that hasn't come or hasn't been seen by God. And so God is going to bring us through it. There is nothing that can disturb us, nothing that can frighten us, because we know that God is with us in all of these things. All things are passing away. So we focus on what's eternal, that of heaven and our heavenly reward. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. So it's a realization that as we depend upon God for all that we have, well, then we lack nothing, because God is going to give us what we need in these particular moments of our life. So let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. Maybe those are words today you need to hear from St. Teresa of Avila. Maybe they'll be words that you begin to pray quite often. Another quote from St. Teresa of Avila that I came across, and I think it speaks a little bit. Our readings today came from the day for St. Teresa of Avila, so specific to her life, and so the readings are to evoke her own mission, her own life. And so St. Teresa of Avila says, "You pay God a compliment by asking great things of him." And so we approach God in our prayer, and we do so especially in our petitionary prayer. And she's saying when we do so, when we have this confidence, well, then we're paying God a compliment, because in a sense, we're saying, God, I know that you have this. I surrender myself to your holy will. Let your will be done. So it's this moment of a complete surrender and openness to the will of God. So this is another quote of Saint Teresa of Avila. So we heard in our reading that sometimes we might not know how to pray, and the Spirit itself prays for us then in those moments with inexpressible groanings. And so we can allow at moments where we have no words for prayer to allow the Holy Spirit then to pray in us and with us and through us. Here's another quote of St. Teresa of Avila that was made into a little meme. When the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. The devil will try to upset you by accusing you of being unworthy of the blessings that you have received. Simply remain cheerful and do your best to ignore the devil's nagging. If need be, even laugh at the absurdity of the situation. Satan, the epitome of sin itself, accuses you of unworthiness. So we hear this then from St. Teresa of Avila, who knew sometimes the power of evil and witnessed it. And she tells us not to be afraid to really send the devil back to where he belongs. And once we kind of equip ourselves that in this way, we come to this knowledge of, well, this is how evil works. The evil one is going to accuse me. Well, then it's going to help us confront then the evil that we face in our life. One of the ways we could confront evil, of course, is by living this gospel that we heard today from the Gospel of St. John, that remaining in Christ, remain in me as I remain in you, to be the branches, to allow him to graft us, to cut away those evil, those vices of our life, and to really remain in him and in his grace and in his love. St. Teresa of Avila also was comical at times. She was a woman who could probably make you laugh. And another quote of hers, after kind of an experience that she had, maybe she fell off a horse, I think is how the story goes, but essentially quipped to God, you know, if this is how you treat your friends, it's no wonder you have so few. So again, just her wittiness of realizing, well, okay, I understand why this has happened. I submit myself to the Lord. Today, we want to pray like St. Teresa of Avila. We want to live in her spirit. And when we do so, we'll notice that peace that comes to us. Because truly, if we surrender ourselves to the will of God like she did, well, then nothing will disturb us. Nothing will trouble us. Let us join our prayers now to that of St. Teresa of Avila and to all of the Carmelite saints as we now pray. For our Holy Father, for all bishops and priests, and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all Carmelites, living and deceased, especially for the nuns at the Monastery of the Holy Name of Jesus in Denmark, Wisconsin, and for an increase in vocations to their order, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That through the intercession of St. Teresa of Avila, many souls will put prayer as the priority before all action and seek union with God in all things. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that God will grant them wisdom to guide our nations for the sake of the vulnerable, poor, and innocent, especially the unborn. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the souls in purgatory, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the intentions of the family of Divine Mercy intercessors for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty and ever-living God, you have given us a model to pray through the holy example of St. Teresa of Avila. May we pray like she did, with holy indifference, wanting to do only your will through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, who will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquity. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name.
For our good and the good of all his holy church, may our offerings, O Lord, be acceptable to your majesty, to whom the devoted service of Saint Teresa was pleasing in such great measure, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the saints who consecrated themselves to Christ for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, it is right to celebrate the wonders of your providence by which you call human nature back to its original holiness and bring it to experience on this earth the gifts you promise in the new world to come. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all of the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Teresa of Avila and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, for the kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. May this mingling of the body and blood of our Lord. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen. I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord. Through all ages, my mouth will proclaim your fidelity. Of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints.
You You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord our God, that your obedient family, whom you have fed with the bread of heaven, may follow the example of Saint Teresa and rejoice to sing of your mercies for all eternity, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget to pray the rosary tonight with Father Rocky on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 p.m. Central. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death.
Amen.
I invite you to join me in singing number 561, Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Relevant Radio can always be heard loud and clear
on your smart speaker.
Listen live, listen to your favorite show whenever it fits your schedule, access our exclusive In Conversation with God podcast, the Glenn Story Corner podcast, and more.